So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So I saw something yesterday, and it was about Apple's share price. Now, just for clarity here, I do not like Apple. I don't like iTunes, I don't like the iPhone, I think it's a terrible piece of junk. My wife has one. You use that on SatNav, it just takes you in all sorts of places where you didn't even want to go. Just middle of nowhere sometimes, totally random. Maybe it's a Spanish thing, who knows. Anyway, I don't like Apple, but what I do like is what Apple have done. So in 2003, Apple's market capitalization, how much they were worth, was $10 billion. And that's a huge amount, okay? $10 billion. Think about that. That's a huge amount, 2003. Now fast forward to last year. 12 months ago, Apple was worth $1 trillion. I think it was the first trillion-dollar company, something like that. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And it took them, 13 years from, no, more than that, from 2003 to 2019, it took them 16 years to get from a $10 billion market capitalization up to a $1 trillion. Now, today, their market capitalization is $2 trillion. So it took them 16 years to get from $10 billion to $1 trillion and just 12 months to get from $1 trillion to $2 trillion. Now, we talk about this in terms of Tesla. Let's take Tesla because we've got shares in Tesla and Tesla's doing amazing things. Where's that going to be in 10 years' time, in 15 years' time, in 20 years' time? I'm not interested in what it does today. I mean, I am, but I'm not interested in what the share price is doing today. I think that share price is going to be the equivalent of £100,000. Like, if you take Berkshire Hathaway, their share price is $330,000 right now. They've never split shares. They've never split them, you know, 2-for-1 or a 5-for-1 or like Elon's doing with Tesla. They've never done any of that. They've just kept the same share price, which is harder for people to invest in because I can't go out and buy a $330,000 share because I've not got $330,000 sat in my bank account just waiting to put it into one single share. And I wouldn't do that either, because what if something happens to Berkshire Hathaway? So that's actually why people split shares. You know, if Berkshire Hathaway split them in 10, still going to cost you $33,000 for one single share. It's still a lot of money for most people. That's why it's inaccessible for most people. But the whole point of this that I'm talking about is that this is the long game. This is what you should be doing in your finances. All the money that you pay off your credit cards, yeah, it makes a big difference today, but it actually makes a bigger difference tomorrow and the next month and the next year and the next decade. And that's where really where I want you to be looking at. This is why we get rid of consumer debt. It's because that hanging around your neck for the next 10 to 20 years is going to prevent you investing into other things that's going to have significant growth. And so, I like looking at this. If you invested £10,000 in Amazon in, 1999, And people go, yeah, but Dan, that's 20 years ago. I don't want to wait 20 years. This is people in their 40s telling me, I don't want to wait 20 years to get to the 60s when you're supposed to retire anyway. But 1999, 10 grand in Amazon. I'm making these numbers up, by the way. You'll have to double check them. But Amazon, I mean, that's got to be worth 10 million quid, right? It's got to be. I don't know what it is. 10 grand in 20 years ago, invested in Amazon. It's got to be 10 million quid. It's got to be. It's probably more. It's probably like 100 million, by the way. Just, I mean, go check those numbers. But this is the long game, folks. Now, obviously, some of these companies that you're going to be investing in, if you invested in Woolworths in 2001, that money's worth nothing. But some of these companies are going to take off and fly. And some of these companies are fairly obvious ones, like Amazon, I think, was looking back in hindsight, which is a wonderful thing. But Amazon was an obvious one. Apple, as much as I hate them, was an obvious one. Tesla is an obvious one. And I honestly can't think of another company right now that I would be like, okay, let's invest in that. Bear in mind, I'm really a dividend investor anyway. If I invest in stocks and shares, I'm doing it because I want the dividend, 6%, more or less is what I want. AT&T, 5% I'll drop down to, maybe. Maybe a couple of other ones, around 5 or 6% is fine. I'm a dividend investor, but every so often I want to put some money, 5 or 10 or 15 grand, into a unicorn, and I think the unicorn is Tesla right now. There are others out there as well that haven't yet come to fruition,
But this is for you to do your own research as well. You can't just go, oh, well, Dan told me to buy Tesla. I'm not telling you to do anything. Just for absolute clarity and for legal purposes, you understand I'm not telling you that, right? So right now, you've got to be thinking, what's the long game? Where do I want to be in 10 or 20 years? And most people do not think this far ahead. Most people think to their next paycheck or the paycheck after that or next year maximum. We don't want to do that. So I'm 48 now. I want to be looking at, okay, when I'm 65, which is not far away, okay, 17 years, that's it. I'm 60 in 12 years. Goodness me. Where's that gone, right? But you've got to be thinking, what's the long game? Where do you want to be? Definitely zero debt. You must be in zero debt in 10 or 15 years. You absolutely have to be. Now, don't get me wrong here. If it's mortgage debt, that's good debt because it's very low interest rates right now. It is. But you want to be in a position where you're moving towards zero consumer debt, no car debt. You want a nice car? You save up £300-£400 a month. Let's say £400, that's £5,000 a year. You wait 5 years, there's your £25,000 car. You can buy a Porsche van. Or whatever it is that you want to buy. Probably not in the Lamborghini and Ferrari levels. But I was looking at leasing a Lamborghini. And a Lamborghini was like £4,000 a month to lease for 48 months. And I'm like, that just doesn't add up. That's £50,000 a year. For 4 years. That's £200,000. Why don't I just not buy a Lamborghini? Why don't I wait 2 years, save £5,000 a month, and then pay cash for it in 2 years' time and put £100,000 down? It's ridiculous. And I don't believe in buying brand new cars either, by the way. And also, Lamborghini's going to be out of date fairly soon because everybody's going electric. So we're still talking long game, and actually we're probably going to go down the Tesla Cybertruck route. But thinking about that, that's 2-3 years down the line. The long game on that, people don't want it for 2-3 years. Well, I've got to have it now, got to have it now. Got to impress the people that I don't know driving around in Leeds. It's crazy. Play the long game. The long game is where your success is going to be, not in what you do today. Like, the stuff you do today will come to fruition in the long game. But the expenditure, the money that you're spending right now, start moving that onto consumer debt, pay that off, and then move yourself into the long game with stocks and shares, property, investing. And in 10, 15, 20 years, you can be financially free. It's not an overnight game. All right, hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.